See, if Krishna is using in this verse, ahameva samegha, I in the inclusive sense, then it's like saying everything existed, everything exists, and everything will exist in the future. So what is the point of that? That's all like an obvious known fact. No, the point is that I and everything are in one sense the same. If you see bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudullabha. That those who become jnanavan, they understand that Vasudeva is everything. So, there is, our philosophy is achintya bheda bheda. So there is bhed and there is abhed. Sometimes, because most of our acharyas have written at a time when impersonalism was prominent, so they have focused on countering impersonalism a lot.
Yes.
That's why we focus a lot on the bhed aspect.
Mm.
But the abhed is also there. Yes. And we can't deny that. So, when it is said that I am everything, you could say in one sense, I am everything and everything exists in the past. The point here is to see everything as integrated with Krishna. To see that whatever exists, it is not disconnected from Krishna. Now, if you've seen the same, going back to the same Gita verse 7.19, and Krishna says that Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. It says still there is a difference that when he's saying Vasudeva is everything, at the same time he's saying that people don't surrender to everything. The Mahatma surrender to me. The Mahatma Swam, no. Bahunam Janmanate Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate. So this is not said Jnanavan Sarvam Prapadyate. It is Vasudeva Sarvamiti is true, but Jnanavan they surrender to Vasudeva, not to Sarvam. Why? Because Vasudeva pervades the world and also exists beyond the world. So both are there. So that way, when this says Aham, I alone exist. So when I'm saying it's in the inclusive sense, that means that basically Krishna is saying, don't see the world as separate from me. So rather than saying it as everything existed, everything exists and everything will exist, rather it is saying that, you know, when nothing existed, I existed. When everything exists, still it is I alone who exists. That means I and everything are all are one. And in what sense they are one, that is a matter of philosophical discussion. And then again, when everything will be destroyed, nothing will exist, at that time I will exist. So the I alone existing is easy to understand before creation and after destruction. But while creation is manifest, how does I alone exist? What does that mean? That means that even when the creation is existing, at one level, the world and the God are different. But at another level, the world and God are also one. So this verse is focusing on the oneness. And we are clarifying that the oneness is not absolute oneness. But it is oneness with a differentiation within it. That there are different energies, and there are energies, that, for example, Jiva has consciousness, has free will. So in that sense, it's not saying that everything existed, everything exists, everything will exist. Rather, whatever exists, put it another way, whatever existed was me, whatever exists is me, whatever will exist is me. So now, whatever exists is me, how to understand that? That is not to say that everything that exists apart from me is Maya. It is to understand that everything that exists seemingly apart from me, it is not actually apart from me. It is connected with me. It is integrated with me. And in that sense, the next verse says that to see something as separate from me entirely, that is Maya. That's how it is.